I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News.
Federal, state, and local officials gathered in Burlington today to congratulate each other on a $10 million federal railway grant, a grant that was announced last year. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the funding is expected to connect two of Vermont's largest cities with passenger rail service.
Senator Patrick Leahy and U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox didn't actually have anything new to announce at the news conference at Burlington's Union Station. They were there to talk about a $10 million federal railway grant unveiled last fall to make upgrades that would restore passenger train service from Burlington to Rutland. State officials say they hope rail service will give more Vermonters access to rail travel that they say will help reduce overall carbon emissions. And U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said this project is an example of investments that are economically important to the communities served by the passenger rail line.
We don't take the position that we just put steel and concrete and asphalt out on the roadways or the railways. We take the view that everything we're doing is connecting people to the 21st century economy. And if we're not doing that, we're not serving the people of America very well.
The state plans to add $11 million to the $10 million federal grant, known as a Tiger Grant, to complete the final 11 miles of track between Burlington and Rutland. The money will also pay for improved bridges, gates at railroad crossings, and passenger infrastructure like platforms. Between state and federal spending, more than $100 million has been dedicated to improving rail service in Vermont since 2011. And Cole says that hasn't yet added up to much difference in the way people and goods move around Vermont.
We're not seeing the true reflection of what rail ridership is going to be because we've had disruptions because of reconstructing the lines. Both in Vermont, we saw ridership dip a little bit when we were busing people instead of by rail. In Massachusetts, ridership went up a little bit, but not as much as it's going to.
But Cole says all of that investment will pay off once this $10 million project is complete.
And this is the last piece of the puzzle that's going to unlock all of that federal and state investment. This Tiger Grant is the proverbial golden spike for this project.
The golden spikes, both real and metaphorical, are expected to be in place in about 4 years. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.